It has become the national conversation here for the last couple of weeks. It's a pretty remarkable thing to see. You know, there's an old joke about soccer, America's next big thing since 1978.
All right.
But I think we've seen it turn a corner here. And while there's been more and more support each kind of World Cup, then it kind of lags and it comes back. It's going to be interesting to see what happens after this World Cup. I think between MLS and between the NASL really becoming a more substantial league, and of course bringing Jacksonville in to the fold in that league next year, I think we're seeing the continuation of a trend and maybe an acceleration of that trend.
Now, let me ask you, before you talk about the players, I have to get your opinion on this really quickly. Ann Coulter really touched a nerve the other day with her column about soccer, saying that, you know, it's a sign of moral decay that the U.S. is going the way of Europe and actually getting excited about soccer. What did you think about that?
I thought it was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever read. You know, listen, if and I'm not alone in that. It's there's the 4% somewhere who thinks what she writes is always right on. But, you know, this is one of the things that I think we've seen, you know, if she would have written that 20 years ago, there might have been more people jumping on board saying, oh, yeah, we can't be like this. But I just think there's a sea change going on in terms of the perspective that people have. I think people are more likely to look outward now to see, hey, what's happening
around the world.
Around the world. I think it's... And it's not, part of it is because we've had wars and you're more aware of what's happened, you know, post 9/11 and with Iraq and Afghanistan and so forth. But also, we're good at this now. Okay.
We've got a good team.
And now, are we on the level of Brazil or Germany or the Netherlands? No. But, you know, right now the United States is ranked 13th in the world.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. And so this is a group that's getting better and better. And frankly, it's one of the few times that the United States in a sporting event can say, hey, we're kind of the underdog, but we got a shot.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the United States is the dream team in the Olympics in Barcelona 92. Nobody was even going to come close to beating that, right? That was a lot of fun. This is sort of the other end of that.
Yeah, we're the scrappy underdogs might just pull it out.
That are more willful than skillful compared to some of the top teams.
Okay.
All right, this is like the little engine that could.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's a storyline we can all buy into.
Yeah.
Get into.
And, you know, it's not as if the U.S. has never been in this position. The United States made the semifinals in the first World Cup in 1930, but since then it goes all the way back to that. They've only made the quarterfinals once since then. That was in 2002. So tomorrow afternoon, the U.S. Can get into the quarterfinals if they can beat Belgium. Striker Jozy Altidor may be back in the lineup. He's missed the last two matches with a hamstring injury. That would be a big lift for the U.S. in terms of the world rankings. It looks like a pretty even matchup. Belgium's 11th, U.S. 13th, as I mentioned. Once again, there will be quite a few watch parties going on around the city, including the Armada watch party at Blackfin.
And that's our local soccer team.
That's right, St. John's Town Center. And I can tell you, having been to all of those watch parties with the Armada, there has been tremendous turnout. They sold out the Omni ballroom with their, that was a ticketed watch party.
And that was a lunchtime one.
Lunchtime. This will be a 4 o'clock for the match starting. The public's being urged to get there early. The party begins at 3. For what it's worth, 538.com, the website of Nate Silver, who famously used analytics to predict the presidential election.
Yeah, what's Nate have to say?
He says Belgium is a 59% favorite to win. He has the U.S. at 41% this round. So, now, it doesn't mean the numbers are going to be right, but he's got a pretty good track record. So this would be it's a fairly even battle, but Belgium's both by those stats and the world rankings slightly ahead of the United States.
If the
U.S. were to win, they would face the winner of Argentina and Switzerland in the quarterfinals on Saturday. Argentina is considered one of the favorites in the World Cup.
All right, well, go Team USA again. That party tomorrow, right, at Blackfin at the St. John's Town Center starts at 3 o'clock. It's a short work week. Whatever your plans are for the 4th, Cole says, get out and enjoy some of our local sports teams, including the Suns.
Yeah, typically the Suns play on June the 3rd, celebrating the late Peter Bragan Sr.'s birthday. But this year, they're actually playing on the 4th, so you get the fireworks and everything, all the activity. What's more America than baseball on the 4th of July? Also this weekend, NASCAR returns to Daytona for the races Friday and Saturday night. Dale Earnhardt Jr. will try to pull off the double and win both the Daytona 500 that he won in February and this weekend's 400-mile race. And if you like a little less horsepower, you can run for yourself if you can manage the heat, the celebration run 5K.
It's a little tough.
They're
but
smart. They start early in the morning.
Sure.
And you can run with, they'll have a flag for you if you want to run with an American flag at the starting line, so which I think is kind of a neat thing. You can show your patriotic feel for 3.1 miles, and you can sign up online at firstplacesports.com.
Where do they take? Where do they run that, Cole?
So I think in the Bay Meadows area.
Okay, yep. And then last but not least, the Sharks lost Friday, but they're still in the playoff hunt. Technically,
yeah, mathematically, we'd have to get Nate Silver to run the numbers on this one too. The Sharks are just 5-9 on the season. They play San Antonio on the road on Sunday. They're going to have to basically win out and get a lot of help in order to make it in. It's remember, the Sharks have never had a season where they haven't been in the playoffs, so they're going to have to have a big charge here late in order to keep that string alive.
All right, and then last but not least, you are the man with the barbecue plan. Everybody knows it. You are a Culpepper of barbecue fame. What is Culpepper firing up on the 4th of July barbecue this week?
You know, we had a potluck dinner at the office this past Friday, and I did ribs there, so I may go with the pulled pork for Independence Day to celebrate.
Are we all invited?
Are invited.
That's all we want.
And Sean Birch's hair is invited because his hair has a slightly smaller appetite than Sean does.
He'll add so much ambiance to your event
and class.
He will class up the joint, as do you, Culpepper.